local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number three, doing it live on a Wednesday. It is November 1st of 2023. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Yeah, pretty cool event there happening downtown tonight. The Budweiser Clydesdales. I have not seen them in person, but seeing them on the screen there with Alan, very impressive creatures. They are going to be at the Blue Angels show this weekend. So yeah, a lot happening there. Of course, the Blues homecoming air show to cap their season. Could not ask for better weather for that. You know, we're going to have Friday's high is going to be around 73 or 74, Saturday around 76, and nothing but sunshine. So great weather weekend ahead for the homecoming air show. Thanks so much for tuning in. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Before we get our first traffic and weather update this hour, we'll get our top three stories. We start with the situation in Israel now, an update there, as people in the Gaza Strip have started evacuating through a border crossing into Egypt as the war rages on. Injured civilians are among those heading into the country, as well as hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans. Over 10,000 people have been killed in total since the war began on October 7th. Yesterday, Israel said it killed a senior Hamas commander while conducting a strike on a refugee camp. A local hospital in Gaza said dozens were killed in the strike and hundreds were injured. The Republican proposal to provide aid to Israel is doomed in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer here.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help, but House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House. It ain't happening.
Yeah, so the bill is, according to Schumer, full of partisan poison pills. The package cuts funding from the IRS and leaves out aid for Ukraine. We'll get more with Congressman Matt Gaetz here in just a moment. The Federal Reserve is pausing interest rate hikes once again.
Price stability is the responsibility of the Federal Reserve. Without price stability, the economy does not work for anyone. In particular, without price stability, we will not achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
Yeah, this is the second time in a row now the Fed's held the rate steady after 11 rate hikes, including four this year. The committee says it felt more optimistic about the economy and labor market despite the persistent inflation. Those are our top three stories today. 6:15, we'll get a check of the roads and our weather.
All right, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth, our super agents, I should say. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at our traffic report here, we were dealing with some congestion on Brent Lane. That was giving us a lot of trouble in the last hour, but according to this, it seems to have cleared up just about completely. And throughout Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've just got little short stints of congestion. Nothing that should be keeping you up too long.
All right. We'll give Alan the break this time here. Right now, temperature is at 56 degrees. Overnight low tonight, 42. We do have the potential for some freezing overnight in some spots. Do have a red flag warning in effect until 7 o'clock. A reminder, a burn ban is in effect for Okaloosa and Santa Rosa counties. Sunshine through the rest of the work week into the weekend as well. We were talking about this weekend's forecast. 76 the high on Saturday, 72 on Friday. A bit of a warm-up tomorrow as well, 65, but overnight tonight, 42. And we'll have another night in the 40s tomorrow as well. So that's a look at the weather moving forward. Getting a look at some local headlines today, an update out at Jones Swamp. Families that have taken up residence at the homeless camp there will be allowed to stay after all.
The owner came out yesterday and took all the papers down that they put up for us being evicted today. instead of, we didn't have to go nowhere. If it ain't him saying we have to leave, don't listen to nobody.
That resident with Channel 3 earlier this week, notices were put up that residents had to be off the property by today. There was no reason given by the Area Housing Commission for that change. Congressman Matt Gaetz talking about the latest spat between Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill as far as figuring out how to provide aid to Israel. Congressman Gaetz says he stands behind the $14 billion standalone package that does not include aid to Ukraine, and the money would come out of the IRS budget.
The IRS used to have a $12 billion budget. That swelled to an $80 billion budget as a consequence of the Inflation Reduction Act. And so this would peel back $14 billion of that, and I think let our people off the mat when it comes to excessive government weaponization, and that is exactly what these IRS agents would be intended to do.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who you heard from earlier, says it's not even worth a House vote as it is dead in arrival in the Senate. Also here in local headlines, UWF and Leidos, a Fortune 500 science and tech leader, has launched a Leidos Cybersecurity Infrastructure Lab. Students will receive hands-on experience in the areas of digital modernization, updated data processing techniques, modeling and simulation, capability and capacity planning assessments. Austin, I assume those are good things. I couldn't tell you what a single one of them means, though.
Neither could I, but it sounds like there's some smart people that work there. I think it's some good stuff going on.
All right, very good. 6:20, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
As a part of the 10th anniversary of Foo Foo Fest, the Pensacola Civic Band is proud to present On Broadway.
an unforgettable concert experience featuring Broadway star Megan Hilty. Known for her extraordinary performances in acclaimed Broadway productions like Wicked and Smash, on November 11th at the Sanger Theater. Plus, there will be a free Q&A with Megan Hilty on November 10th at 3 p.m. at the Gene and Paul Amos Performance Studio at WSRE. Get your tickets now at the Sanger box office or online at PensacolaCivicBand.org.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin getting you caught up on everything happening today. Hope your Wednesday has gone well. Hard to believe it is already November, November 1st, and time just flies by here. And 2 months left in the year, and feels like it. Weather looking great out there, but cool. And we'll get an update on that right now here with Alan Strum. Right now, we do have a red flag warning that remains in effect until 7. And burning discouraged here in Escambia County, a recreational ban in place in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. I would like to be at your bonfires with you, but for the sake of not starting any wildfires, let's hold off on that until the conditions allow for that. Alan here with the update on the forecast right now, 56 degrees.
Cold weather is taking over tonight. In fact, we've got some alerts in effect. So most areas will see low temperatures way down in the 30s, and some spots might observe a light freeze as we head through the overnight hours. So there is a freeze warning in effect. Now it's for the inland areas. It does not include the immediate coastal zones. So generally speaking, it's along and north of Interstate 10. So just look out for possible freezing temps as we roll into Thursday morning. Thursday, sunny with highs in the 60s. Warmer weather moves in late this week and for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and as far as the roads go,
all right, thanks, Joe. I'm looking at traffic right now, and I'm very happy to announce that things are running rather smoothly overall. We have had a few traffic accidents reported throughout the course of this evening, but just about all of them do seem to be cleared up and causing little to no congestion.
All right, very good. Looking at State of Florida headlines today, Attorney General Ashley Moody is detailing the state's argument against an effort to put the question of abortion access on the 2024 ballot. Moody filed a brief to the state Supreme Court asking justices to reject the wording of the proposed amendment. Moody says the language used would be misleading to voters. Floridians Protecting Freedom is proposing the amendment after the state passed both the 15 and 6-week bans on abortion.
Interesting. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is marking the 15th anniversary of the Silver Alert program. Since the program's inception in 2008, more than 3,200 Silver Alerts have been activated, including more than 170 this year alone. The FDLE says that Florida's Silver Alert program has been directly responsible for more than 300 recoveries of missing senior citizens.
An ex-Florida police officer sentenced today for abducting and beating a homeless man. Here was his defense attorney asking for probation.
According to his sergeant and his brother officer and partner, was always calm, professional. His dream of being a police officer based on this one incident is over. He's now sitting in jail, not able to touch his child, and will never be a police officer again.
Yeah. as the meme goes, if you bleep around, you find out.
I mean, really?
And, you can have one-offs. I would not put abducting and beating a homeless man as among the acceptable one-offs that you can have. And
we all make mistakes, but that's a pretty heavy one. Governor DeSantis and county election supervisors want a federal judge to toss out a lawsuit challenging the way a 2018 constitutional amendment aimed at restoring felons' voting rights has been carried out. Attorneys for the state say the plaintiffs are seeking a, quote, unprecedented judicial takeover. The lawsuit claims that a bureaucratic morass has prevented people from voting or determining whether they're eligible. Much of the issue is over a 2019 law that required felons pay legal fees associated with their convictions before they could be eligible to vote.
By the way, that cop did get 66 months in state prison, so he and 5 years probation. So I guess the judge did grant the request for probation, but yeah, you got to serve 66 months in state prison, too.
Okay.
National headlines today. Closing arguments started today in the fraud trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. The former crypto billionaire faces life in prison if convicted on all counts.
And the UN says that nearly half of Ukrainians are in need of humanitarian aid. Humanitarian Director Ramesh Rajasingham, I'll take your word for it, says the war, which is now in its 20th month, has killed thousands of civilians and left Ukrainians with unimaginable levels of suffering and horrendous humanitarian consequences.
Another update is coming soon on the investigation of Congressman George Santos. The House Ethics Committee says that it has contacted about 40 witnesses, authorized over 36 subpoenas, and reviewed over 170,000 pages of documents in its probe, and they'll announce its next course of action on or before November 17th. Of course, there is also the vote that could happen this week on whether he will be expelled from Congress, so they may beat the committee on that.
New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy seems to be lining up a run for the U.S. Senate. The New York Times says she's assembling a campaign team as current Senator Bob Menendez faces federal bribery charges which he says he will not resign over.
A sad story in Kentucky today. A man died, another missing after an abandoned coal plant collapsed. Multi-story facility, and the workers were inside preparing the structure for demolition.
Donald Trump's family members are starting to testify in his civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is taking the stand today, followed by siblings Eric and Ivanka, and former President Trump himself is scheduled to testify on Monday.
Yeah, 6:30 right now. That's a look at our national headlines. We've got a look at the world of sports coming up. By the way, ESPN doubleheader tonight. The Lakers, Clippers, the nightcap, but the Pelicans. I've heard Zion Williamson's off to a good start. We'll see if that continues. They're taking on the Thunder in 13 minutes from now. So look at what's happening around the sports world is coming up here in just a moment. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Israeli Defense Forces are targeting Hamas in Gaza, but the IDF is taking casualties. Fox's Alex Hogan reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli government is releasing new solemn numbers, the rising death toll of Israeli soldiers up to 16 people now. And as the IDF continues to move forward deeper and deeper into Gaza, it is specifically targeting those Hamas ammunitions depots and, of course, the underground tunnels.
President Biden says wounded Palestinians and American citizens are being allowed safe passage out of Gaza into Egypt as the U.S. continues to deliver humanitarian aid.
I personally spent a lot of time speaking with the Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and the President Sisi of Egypt and others to make sure that we could open this access for people to get out.
During remarks today in Minnesota, Biden thanked Qatar for its help in the negotiations. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of positive news out of Roku after today's Wall Street trading day ended. While the streaming media company's quarterly loss was wider than expected, its revenue, $912 million, was up 20% year over year, and it handily beat estimates. It also reported having more active accounts than analysts had expected. In addition, the company said it remains committed to achieving positive adjusted earnings for full year 2024. All of that has Roku shares soaring 16% in extended trading. trading. Also after today's close, Elf Beauty reported that its quarterly sales soared 76% from a year ago, topping expectations, with the cosmetics company also raising its full-year outlook for a second consecutive quarter. In response, Elf shares are up 9% in late trading. In the day's regular session, solid gains for stocks. The S&P 500 rose 44 points. The Dow Industrials moved up 221, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 210, or 1.6%. That's your money now.
Elevate your brand with custom-engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The first college football playoff rankings were released last night, and Ohio State grabbed the top spot. The Buckeyes have a dominant defense and the best non-QB in the sport in Marvin Harrison Jr., but I haven't been all that impressed with their QB Kyle McCord this year. Ryan Day's team may be ranked number one now, but they won't be at the end of the year. And I currently think Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, Washington, and Oregon are all better. I'm Zach Gelb.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Temperatures are low, but demand is high. You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The candidates, the primaries, is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Heading down the stretch run on a Wednesday, November 1st, Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin with you, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Just got done with national headlines, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports. By the way, we have daylight savings again Saturday. Fall back.
And what does that mean? Does that mean extra hour of daylight?
That means the extra hour of sleep. And it gets dark at 2 p.m.
Oh, that sucks.
So that's what that means.
Okay.
One of my pet peeves is the people that are dancing in the streets
about that extra
about the extra hour of sleep.
Yeah,
with the 6 month trade off of darkness. Yeah, you can go you know where. just kidding, but seriously. 6:37, get another check of the roads right now. Looks like it's pretty quiet out there.
Yes, it is. I've been looking at this thing. I was looking at it during the break, and I'm like, things are going a bit too well.
Because
it's like, I want to make sure I'm doing a good job and being thorough, but traffic is going rather smooth.
Sometimes there's just, it's like, hey, it's wide open, man.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nobody out there.
But that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. Weather?
Cold weather continues to move in, and there's a freeze warning in effect for areas of Northwest Florida and Alabama. So generally, it is along and north of Interstate 10 that we could see freezing temperatures at 32 degrees or just a little bit below. So some frosty weather possible as we head into Thursday morning. Skies will be clear. Otherwise, coastal zones will see lows really in the mid to upper 30s or even around 40 degrees. All right, looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, warmer weather with 70s rolls in as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and right now, temperature down to 55 degrees, overnight low here, 60. It's going to be 42. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world. So we do have a doubleheader on ESPN, NBA. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans taking on the Thunder. Thunder, a little bit of a surprise, 3-1 so far. The Pelicans, 2-1. So that one's on ESPN. The nightcap has the Lakers and the Clippers. So I would imagine the debut of James Harden as a Clipper. So a pretty interesting one there. Not sure if they're going to be resting LeBron for load management or not. I assume he plays tonight. But yeah, that'll be interesting to see how the new-look Clippers look. College football, Bowling Green leading Ball State in Maction right now. Just started the second quarter, 7-0 there. And Kent State and Akron just underway on ESPNU. Big sports story of the day, though, the death of legendary Hall of Fame basketball coach Bobby Knight.
Yes.
Led Indiana to 5 national titles, I believe.
My goodness.
Dying, passing away today at the age of 83. The Las Vegas Raiders making changes to their front office and coaching staff. The head coach, Josh McDaniels, general manager, Dave Ziegler, let go late last night. And World Series tonight. We've got Game 5, 3-1 series lead for the Rangers. They won last night 11-7. So the Diamondbacks trying to get one back here. It'll be the last game that they have at their home ballpark, right?
Yeah, I believe
6-7 would be in Texas. So, I'm going to say the Diamondbacks get this one tonight, and then the Rangers win it in 6. So give me the Diamondbacks tonight.
Yeah, they really need it. And I say that not just because it's 3-1, but it's like when you've got the Rangers putting up that many runs on you and
– without Garcia last night.
And you're at home? I mean, come on. You got to take advantage here.
Right. Well, I know, and there was a lot of criticism. Torrey Lovullo, who I actually met – he used to be the manager of the Columbus Clippers AAA baseball team. And
oh, wow.
As I was starting out in my radio career, interning at 610 WTVN in Columbus, it was like one of the first and daily jobs that I would do would be going to Columbus Clippers games, sitting in the press box, and then interviewing the manager afterwards. And Torrey Lovullo, the Diamondbacks manager, was the manager at the time. So fun fact there. But Lovullo, I know, is facing a lot of criticism because, the bullpen thing, right? Because we told you yesterday, they were starting a reliever and then a lot of pitching changes. And in the World Series, such a high-pressure environment. The Diamondbacks obviously didn't handle it very well because they gave up 11 runs.
And I think they gave up 10 of those, by the top of the fourth, right?
Right, yeah. So probably a little bit different this time around. See if the starter can go a little bit longer here. But I'll say the Diamondbacks win tonight. And then the Rangers win game 6. 6:41 now, getting a check of health, business, and science notes today. Dating app Tinder announcing a new $500 per month option for those seeking romance. Part of the Tinder Select line of offerings, becoming the 4th highest tier option. Yeah, I would hope so. In exchange for the expense, top tier users will be able to directly contact other users twice per week, even if they don't match. Not sure that's worth $500.
Yeah. But
also a digital badge. Well, now we're talking.
So, that's the moneymaker right there.
There it is.
UAW workers at Ford Motor Company have begun voting on a tentative agreement with the automaker. The 24-hour period to vote on the deal began this morning at UAW locals across the nation. Ford was the first of the Detroit Three auto companies to reach out to reach a deal with the union. Excuse me. It calls for the end of tier employees, quote unquote, large increases in pay over the life of the contract, and the return of cost of living adjustments.
Austin, you a pizza fan?
Yeah, I love pizza. Who doesn't?
What about a Thanksgiving pizza?
Never had it. Wouldn't be opposed to trying it. All right. Depends on what's on it.
So DiGiorno is selling just that, a Thanksgiving pizza that they say is packed with toppings and piled on a thick Detroit-style crust. Were you able to research the Detroit-style crust to see what it looks like there?
Actually, no, I was not, but I'll look it up right now you're telling me about it.
Cool. So a lot of the toppings here, obviously Thanksgiving-related. You've got turkey, gravy, sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, cheese, and a crispy onion topping. DiGiorno is selling this online only, $11.23 each.
Clever pricing there. And yes, I'm looking at the crust here. This does ring a bell to me. I've seen this before. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know it was called that.
Yeah. So now that we've explained everything on it, are you going to put in an order to get them online here?
I'm not very picky. I can eat a lot. So if you take the cranberries off, I'll eat it.
All right. I want nothing to do with the Thanksgiving DiGiorno pizza, but more power to you if you do.
More for me. All righty.
Also, let's see. What else did we get to? Did we do the American Cancer Society one? I don't think we did.
No, I don't believe so.
All right. So millions more people should get screened for lung cancer under updated guidance from the American Cancer Society. It's expanded recommendations to older adults who formerly smoked, no matter how long ago they quit. Previously, these American Cancer Society guidance only recommended the annual screening for those who quit less than 15 years ago.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, we always hear about how bad smoking is for you, but it's just getting worse and worse more we find out.
Just shy of 6:45, we'll get another check on the roads and weather.
All right, so looking at the traffic here, it's more the same of what we said earlier. We are, like, if you're experiencing congestion, at least on our end, it appears to be very mild and very short-lived. We don't have big accidents going on in Pensacola or the surrounding areas. It should be pretty smooth sailing until further notice.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum with the latest on the weather.
Cold weather continues to move in, and there's a freeze warning in effect for areas of Northwest Florida and Alabama. So generally, it is along and north of Interstate 10 that we could see freezing temperatures at 32 degrees or just a little bit below. So some frosty weather possible as we head into Thursday morning. Skies will be clear. Otherwise, coastal zones will see lows really in the mid to upper 30s or even around 40 degrees. All right, looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, warmer weather with 70s rolls in as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good. Right now, 56 degrees and clear skies throughout the night. Taking a look at pop culture notes today. Update on the Thanksgiving parade. DJ play a Christmas song. I wanna be dancing all night long. That is the voice of Cher. Cher, the announced headliner for this year's Thanksgiving Day parade in downtown New York City. Singer recently releasing her first Christmas album and had it debut at number one on Billboard's Holiday Albums chart. The parade also 7 new character balloons, including Beagle Scout Snoopy, the Pillsbury Doughboy as well. So a big fan of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
As I said, I look at it and I'm just like, it's tradition. You know, it's part of it. But yeah, I'm the only time I'm looking at the TV is when the football's on.
Yeah.
And I will say a couple of surprises here. One, I didn't know Cher had gone this long without releasing any Christmas
album. That
was
actually one of the first things I thought.
Yeah. And then two, as far as like the character balloons or blimps, whatever you want to call them, Beagle Scout Snoopy and Pillsbury Doughboy, I'm surprised they haven't had that yet. They typically get pretty cute with what they show.
Yeah.
But speaking of Christmas and music, you know we got to bring up Mariah Carey. She's continuing her annual November 1st tradition.
How does somebody get that high? I don't know.
I have no clue. The self-proclaimed Queen of Christmas posted a video showing her defrosting from a block of ice and singing, as we just heard, "It's time to start the Christmas holiday season."
No, it's not. It's not.
Joe would like a word. It is not.
Listen,
why is that again?
I am not anti-Christmas at all. I love Christmas.
I'm with you so far.
I simply want Thanksgiving to get the attention and respect that it deserves.
I agree.
And a lot has to do with, you know, for the reason why we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's to be thankful. It's to reflect on the goodness of the Lord, if you're into that sort of thing, or just the blessings that we have.
Yeah.
Football, family, food. And it's not just about the day, because the Thanksgiving day is only a part of it, because, I mean, you got the leftovers you got to look forward to. It's the start of the, regardless of what the retailers do, yeah, as far as Black Friday. To me, Christmas shopping starts Black Friday, or, you know, the Thursday evening. You know, I like the hustle and bustle. I like the waking up on Friday and having leftovers ready to go. I like the waking up on Friday and you've got like four or five college football games and now NFL games to look forward to, because we're going to have the Thursday games. We're going to have a Friday game as well. The college football rivalry weekend is that Saturday. It's just a whole big festival of Thanksgiving and football and family and friends. And to me, it is the official kickoff of the Christmas season. See, the thing about a season, Austin, is that it has a beginning and an end.
Exactly. Like in sports, perhaps.
Baseball, you have opening day.
Yes.
In the NFL, you have week one. Mm-hmm. You do not have teams arbitrarily saying, look, I know we got an official start to the season here, but you know what? We're going to start our season on November 1st.
Yeah.
Or we're going to start our season on June 7th. Uh-uh. There's none of that. So I just want Thanksgiving to have its due respect, its proper attention and reverence for this holiday. Don't be in such a hurry, man. I realize, and you know, we've gotten a lot of texts, mainly in support of Thanksgiving, so I appreciate that. We have had some texts come in say, look, for me, it's really about the Christmas decorations, and that for me, the 30-some-odd days between Thanksgiving and New Year's is just not enough. I want 3 months or whatever, and I get that to a point, but it's just like the pop culture with Mariah Carey, the social media, half my Facebook timeline is just Christmas trees up, it's Christmas season, and man, I just want Thanksgiving to have its due respect. That's all I want.
Yeah. And you can't spend time being thankful if you don't want to spend the time in the first place.
That's right.
Know? Yeah.
Listen, I am not the type of person, and I have a somewhat lack of respect for people that want me to live life like they do.
Yes.
Right? But in this instance, I will make an exception. I want everybody to live their lives exactly like I do when it comes to Thanksgiving.
I've picked up on that when we've heard this little discussion, yes.
So that's all. That's all it is. 6:50, we'll take our final break of the show tonight. We're back with a look at wacky and weird stories and, of course, good news to wrap up. Pensacola right now.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware. Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. Explore with over 200 artists and craftsmen and enjoy the music and food. GGAF.org for more. The Pensacola Greek Festival is Saturday and Sunday at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on West Garden. Celebrate Greek heritage with food, music, dancing, and family fun. PensacolaGreekFestival.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, finishing up a Wednesday edition of the program. Thursday, we're back same time, same place, 4 to 7, for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. 6.53, get a look at wacky and weird headlines here before our final check of the roads and weather this afternoon. So a man in Southern California is accused of stealing $4 million worth of personal computers. That's Julio Varela, who allegedly filled a tractor trailer with the computers and intended to drive them to Findlay, Ohio. Cops say the computers all had tracking devices, which allowed them to follow him to his stopping point.
Yeah, we were talking about how that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's a lot of computers.
Yeah, and then to, I mean, I gotta love the innovation here. You grab them all, you put them in a tractor trailer, and you are going to Findlay, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm not sure where. I'm not sure why. Findlay,
theft,
Ohio?
Escapist capital of the world.
Yeah,
apparently.
I guess so.
A West Virginia dentist is going viral for saying it's better for kids' teeth if they eat all of their Halloween candy in one sitting. Dr. Olivia Mason says that while it wouldn't be easy on their stomach necessarily, kids' teeth are better off stuffing their faces with candy at once rather than having a few pieces a day over the next few weeks.
I mean, doctor's orders, right?
Yeah.
Do what the doctor says on that one. In Florida, the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office is warning residents to be on the lookout for a truck that has red and blue lights and is impersonating law enforcement. They even posted a picture of the vehicle. It's a white Chevy Silverado. It's got green decals on it that say Booty Patrol. That's right, not Border Patrol, Booty Patrol. So the owner of the truck says, hey, look, I'm not trying to pull anybody over. I'm not impersonating any officers. I'm, you know, if I see what I would think would necessitate my intervention,
yeah,
I will respond. I think that's kind of the direction he's going in. And apparently the sheriff's office says they're, you know, they're okay with that, but the lights got to go. But if he wants to have Booty Patrol on his truck, he is certainly entitled to that inalienable American right there.
Well, and Joe, I know that you're no new guy to radio, but I greatly appreciate how delicately you worded that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. It's I'm a wordsmith. It's yeah. a Renaissance man. 6:55, final check of the roads and weather here.
Well, we're going to be ending the traffic report on a very good note. I'm looking around Pensacola and the surrounding areas right now, and we are seeing virtually no suggestion. There's a little bit here and there, yeah, but that's pretty run-of-the-mill stuff. It's going to be a pretty pleasant night so far.
Yeah, for sure. Looking finally at the weather tonight.
Cold weather continues to move in, and there's a freeze warning in effect for areas of Northwest Florida and Alabama. So generally, it is along and north of Interstate 10 that we could see freezing temperatures at 32 degrees or just a little bit below. So some frosty weather possible as we head into Thursday morning. Skies will be clear. Otherwise, coastal zones will see lows really in the mid to upper 30s or even around 40 degrees. All right, looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, warmer weather with 70s rolls in as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and right now 53 degrees, overnight low is going to be around 40. A lot happening this weekend. Of course, you know, one of the things that we haven't actually talked about, and it's my mistake, but SEC Women's Soccer Tournament happening at Ashton-Brosnahan Park.
Yeah.
That's gotten a lot of good attendance here over the last couple of days. I think it goes until Sunday, I think is the last day. So, really cool. If you want to see some high-level college soccer, go out to Ashton-Brosnahan, of course, bundle up there. But SEC Women's Tournament putting on a good show out there. You've got the Foo Foo Fest festivities, of course, the Blue Angels homecoming air show Friday and Saturday. Weather could not be more perfect for that. And you get a chance to see the Budweiser Clydesdales, too. They are in town. Downtown tonight, and then they'll be at NAS Pensacola Friday and Saturday.
Very majestic.
So, very cool there. Yeah, very beautiful animals. Mm-hmm. Good news here. Depending on how you feel about college sports and NIL, name, image, and likeness, you may think that NIL is ruining the sport, or if you're like me, you just say, well, athletes are just doing the same things and making the money. It's just over the table now instead of under it.
There you go.
But really cool story from Iowa here. The Iowa Pork Producers Association has a big hit going viral on social media. An NIL deal involving several Iowa State football players, but not just any Iowa State football players, because they have to, of course, sell the product here. The last names of these players are Purchase, Moore, Hammond, Bacon.
And it just went crazy viral and had over 2.6 million views on X.
That's Iowa Pork Producer Association representative there. And they've added another player, a lineman named Alec Cook. So you kind of see the pattern
there.
Yeah,
you can see where he wedges in there, yeah.
The players get $1,000 and also $1,000 worth of pork donated to their hometown food bank. So very cool story there.
And lastly, a Kentucky woman bought her first scratch-off lottery ticket and won $75,000. She says all in all, it was a pretty weird day. She was craving a Coke, which she never drinks, but her elderly mom recently passed away, and it was her favorite. She went to a store to buy one and says that the $5 scratcher just jumped out at her. She was on the phone with her daughter when she scratched it off and plans to split the money with her.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very story. Somebody was guiding her, I think, on that one. That's the takeaway there.
Yeah.
But, cool that she's splitting the money with her daughter there and, keeping it in the family that way. Austin, big plans tonight?
No, just going to go home and relax.
Very cool. Same here. I get a couple more bowls of really hot leftover homemade chicken noodle soup with some crackers, of course. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7. Pensacola right now.
All right.